This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah.
Today we had
such a beautiful day.
MashaAllah, it was really nice.
Salat al-Fajr was one of a kind. MashaAllah, the recitation after. And also.
Very fulfilling.
Very fulfilling. You know, it makes my day.
You know, I always think about why Allah Almighty tells us through the blessed lips of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the two units of prayer prior to the farad of Fajr, the sunnah, better than the whole world and whatever it has.
Imagine this is a sunnah.
Subhanallah.
So what about the Fajr itself?
Subhanallah.
So, you know, if people were to know, no one would sleep. No one would stay at home when you have a beautiful masjid like that.
If you come early for Salat al-Fajr and you fulfill the sunnah and you are sitting perhaps adhkar, some recitation of Quran, wallahi, every time the feeling is so amazing. And it is only tasted by those who have done it.
Yeah.
No matter how much you explain it to someone, they would not be able to achieve that sweetness. Yes, you cannot describe it. And even more is when you get up earlier and you fulfill the tahajjud. Like you rightly said, and I repeated it, tahajjud is by invite only.
No.
Allah invites you to fulfill tahajjud. So if Allah has given you the opportunity to fulfill that tahajjud, you need to know He invited you.
He loves you.
Yes, He loves you and He's invited you, and this is why you are there. So. Imagine these two units of Fajr, when they are fulfilled in a beautiful masjid. I think the capacity of this masjid must be easily 10,000, 15,000 perhaps.
Yes. This is just one floor. There is a courtyard outside, and there is the downstairs and upstairs. Look, the ladies, they can pray also upstairs.
As you mentioned, Sheikhna, Allah does not only choose people for Hajjud, Qiyamul Layl, but as we look now, right now in the masjid, it's about 7 a.m. and you look around, you see Allah also has chosen many people for to sit quietly and use and read the Quran.
Salat al-Duha.
MashaAllah,
MashaAllah. You know, to watch the sun rising, to get up so early, this is part of the plan of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
There is a lot of barakah when you get up in the morning and you start doing whatever you have to do from as early as possible. There's a lot of blessings.
Is this exclusive for the believers?
Well, as far as work, no, it is not exclusive for the believers, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the dunya for those who work for it. من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا نؤتيه منها. So those who work for the dunya, and they get up early morning in order to earn the provision, Allah the Almighty will facilitate that for them. But as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-mu'mina idha 'amila hasanatan fi ad-dunya ut'ima biha tu'matan fi ad-dunya 'ala ma yadkhiru Allah lahu min al-akhirah." Yani the difference between a mu'min and a non-believer, look at the mushaf here while we're talking.
MashaAllah, amazing.
Yani, whenever an unbeliever does anything, Allah will reward him for it in the dunya. You work hard, you get paid. You struggle.
This is handwritten. MashaAllah.
Yeah. Must be very old. Here, it's what it says here.
Here it is.
And I like this other one.
Mushaf Malaysia. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Beautiful. And this is the zakhrafa that they put around it. Look at this, mashallah. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ
So فَعِلْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْأَخِرَةِ Allah has both the reward of the dunya and the reward of the hereafter. And if you only acquire in the dunya, okay. نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا مَا نَشَاءَ We'll give him as much as we want. But a person who is a believer gets up in the morning, they pray the Fajr, they pray the Sunnah before Fajr, they recite their Adhkar, that's an entirely different category.
That is actually the holistic growth of an individual. You have the spiritual aspect as well as the physical aspect and all other aspects, the contentment one feels, the peace, the tranquility and so on. Whereas when you have a person who doesn't believe at all, it's very difficult for them to be so content while going through great hardship. So people who go through hardship, they become very angry and they become very, you know,
because they don't understand the concept behind it.
Subhanallah.
They think Allah is not fair to them, God forbid.
Yet a mu'min looks at it as this is a test, an opportunity for me to shine with my sabr.
Either way, it's a blessing from Allah.
Subhanallah.
When you know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُؤْمِنَ مِنْ هَمٍّ وَلَا نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ حَتَّى الشَّوْكَ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ خَطَيْهُ. Anything that afflicts a believer, even if some worries, ham, grief, sorrow, sadness, concern, to the extent that if it is a thorn that pricks his skin, Allah Almighty made this a means of expiating some of his sins. So when you look at it this way, you say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahlul Afiyah, يعني those who don't suffer much in the dunya, يوم القيامة, even when they enter heaven, then when they see the level, the rank of those who have been tested and they suffered a great deal, they say, we wish that our bodies were clipped with clippers. We wish that we have been tested. Because إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا is just a brief and a short life.
Inshallah.
And then an eternal...
Oh, the sun is rising. Look at how the sun looks through the glass and through the colorful... Yes.
I love that stained glass.
MashaAllah.
أصبحنا
وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين.
You know, this is a ladies' musalla all around 360.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
And it looks how beautiful it looks when the sun is shining through it.
Mm-hmm. Colorful glass.
MashaAllah. So colorful.
Look, MashaAllah.
And there are a lot of calligraphy around the masjid. Beautiful calligraphy. This dome of the Shah Alam Masjid.
Living in the West,
is actually amazing.
In our masjid, I don't post nor do I hang any calligraphy or writing. I keep it plain as the masjid of the Prophet.
In order not to distract people.
Yes, exactly. But
this,
to be
by
honest
the way,
with you,
it says Babul Muluk. This is the door of the kings, mashallah. Babul Muluk, mashallah.
Look at the donation.
No, by virtue of worshipping Allah, you know, you're
already a king.
Yes, subhanAllah. If Allah has given
من
you
بات آمنا في سربه معافا في بدنه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها. Last night you're healthy, you're given security, and alhamdulillah shukla, you're content, you're just a king.
Allah.
Like any of the kings of the dunya, you possess everything. What else do you need? Health, food enough for one day,
shelter,
security.
Sometimes some of the kings don't even have the amount of peace that a
mu'min
would have.
I would say all of them.
SubhanAllah.
You know, to be concerned about the ra'iyah, to be concerned about those who are plotting against you and the different parties and the countless problems that the nation or your community is, after you to solve, how could you sleep?
So maybe Allah also gives the ability to each individual differently to handle those challenges.
Oh, mashallah.
This is the courtyard, the outside.
30 episodes here,
so
in the middle there.
The size of this particular place is bigger than some of the masjids in our countries. Mashallah, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and accept from all of those who made this possible. You know their hadith. مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدًا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever builds for the sake of Allah a masjid, Allah builds for him a place and a house in Jannat al-Firdaus.
Even if it is as little as يَمَا فَحَسِقَطَى.
SubhanAllah.
صح؟
Yes. And another thing is, if someone contributes, say there's a group of people who contribute towards the building of a masjid, Allah will give them all a full reward. Because they collectively made this thing happen and possible. The one word that always strikes me is lillahi.
Yeah.
Because man bana lillahi masjidan.
You don't have to write your name on it.
It has to be for the sake of Allah. It must be for the purpose of Allah, not in order to, create division, in order to serve this small group of mine. It is for the sake of Allah. And it's serving the ummah at large.
Habibi Abdul Safai.
MashaAllah. What a beautiful sana. Asbahna wa asbahna
Mulku lillahi rabbil alamin.
La ilaha illallah.
That we do must be for Allah's sake. And there is a beautiful dua. In case that sometimes, when people admire you, say, hey, Mufti Mink, I'm a big fan of you, you're my idol, and all of that.
Allah understand. Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel.
Allah protect us. All of us.
Or whenever you feel yourself that you have some hawa, then the beautiful dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended in order to nullify riya, show off, and kib, and meanwhile to be forgiven. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu. O Allah, I seek refuge with you against committing shirk or associating partners to you in worship, showing off or riya or whatever, knowingly.
Yes, knowingly.
And I seek your forgiveness in case that I've done that unknowingly, hiddenly, like a riya.
Allah.
A shirk or khafi.
May Allah Almighty,
which crawls into somebody's heart and mind without even realizing.
Like a black ant creeping on a black stone in a moonless night. Allah. Who said that, Shaitan? I think one of the narrations.
Allah.
Describing
one riyad. Of the strong things that I find helped me is the issue of, you know, being hard on yourself and contemplation and reflection over how your day has been, even if it's just a moment. You take a moment in the evening, I shouldn't have done this, I should have done this, I need to do this better, this shouldn't have been, I regret doing this, and inshallah I will be productive in this particular way. So if you pause for a moment in the evening or the morning or any time, I find it helps me. Because what I do, this mu'atabata nafs, for example, sometimes I tell myself, why did you do this? You know, you shouldn't have done this, and you should have been better with this. And you know, you don't let yourself, you know, develop wings, like we say, when you think that I'm someone, you know. And you're right, when if someone comes to you, oh, I'm a big fan, and I'm a this, and wallahi, you know, you have to just continue to remind yourself who you are.
وَمَا تَفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. If there is any success that any of us achieves, it's simply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He puts the words on our tongues and He grants success to whomever He wants. It's already duha time. We're going to pray two rak'ahs in order to get the reward of the women, Hajj and Umrah. If you pray Fajr and you sit in the masjid, in the musalla, by the way, when we say sit in the musalla, it's okay to move from one place to another. But this whole masjid has become our musalla. So now it's, I believe, 15 minutes past sunrise. We'll pray two rak'ahs, Salatul Duha. In order to get the reward.
What is the reward of our stomach, inshallah, afterwards?
May Allah
breakfast.
Mashallah. May Allah khairan. Mashallah. Salaam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mashallah.